Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic, and I'm Maya Palacio. Opposition leader Jayan Richardson continues his objection to the venue of the upcoming by-election, reiterating that, quote, the Reverend Dr. Emily Gail Deal, who is a candidate in the 36th by-election, is an assistant pastor at the church and lives in the adjacent building on the church's property. Surely this is a conflict of interest, end quote. The OBA leader added that they requested to change the location of the polling station. However, the governor said she has no explicit power to change the polling place. Here's what the opposition leader said in regards to the matter at an OBA press conference.
Given the relationship between Dr. Emily Dill and the polling station, that she is both resident on property and the associate pastor at the church, we call on her to refuse to allow the Allen Temple AME Church to be used for the constituency 36 by-election. This appeal is grounded on the same principles of the objection and those noted in the governor's letter. Perceived disadvantages to candidates are contrary to the principles and values that underpin elections in a parliamentary democracy. But more importantly, free, fair, and trusted elections belong to every voter.
He went on to further acknowledge his role in upholding values in Bermuda's political landscape.
It's hard. Our democracies are held together by a number of rules, a number of principles, a number of values. And it's hard to remember that they don't stand together. It's not upheld by itself. It's upheld by a common understanding, a common set of values. And as those values are edged away, as they are washed away little by little, next thing you know, we don't have any at all. So you have to hold the line at the first point that you detect that there's a threat to this. And there's a threat to parliamentary democracy every time. I take the point that it can appear to be a relatively small matter, but a parliamentary democracy is no easy thing. There are a lot of countries that don't have it and would aspire to have it. Ours is worth protecting.
Responding to these comments, the PLP said in a report, quote, it is disheartening that Mr. Richardson continues to focus on the venue for the by-election in Sands North instead of addressing the real issues that Bermudians care about. The Allen Temple AME Church Hall has been a long-standing venue in the Sands community, serving as a space for civic engagement, and is perfectly suited to host this important by-election. Reverend Emily Gail Deal, like many Bermudians, plays multiple roles in her community, and her connection to the venue should not detract from its appropriateness for this democratic process, end quote. And in your sports-related news, the Bermuda Women's National Field Hockey Team has 1 point on the board after a draw in their last match at the Pan Am Challenger. It was a game full of dynamic passing and eager movement from both sides of Guyana and Bermuda, as they both were clinching for a win. Guyana opened the scoring, but a cheeky pass and a reverse stick goal from Bermuda equalized the game before the half, and Team Bermuda walked away from their first draw of the Pan Am Challenger. Bermuda's next match will be on September 25th at 6 p.m. at the National Sports Center. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.